Good afternoon. You're listening to Politics in Action on CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Anna, bringing you the latest on local political news. On today's broadcast, I will be discussing how the new Quebec government wants to take religious symbols rules further. Recent fire destroys historic buildings in the town of Magog, and how the proposed Quebec public ban on smoking cannabis could lead to inequity. Quebec's new government wants to ban Muslim women who work in the civil service from wearing the chador, a shawl-like piece of clothing that covers the head and body. Coalition Avenir Quebec Premier François Legault has already made clear his plans to prohibit civil servants in positions of authority and teachers from wearing religious symbols, including the hijab, a Muslim headscarf. The ban on the chador, which is mainly used by Iranian women, is a cloak that covers the head and the upper body but leaves the face visible. This new law would extend to all employees in the public sector. Immigration Minister Simon Jolin Barrette, the government's point person when it comes to secularism, said Wednesday the government plans to move quickly to introduce the new law. He states that it was always our position to prohibit the chador in the public service in response to questions following a report in the Journal de Montréal about the government's stance. There is no mention, however, of banning the garment in the SCAQ's platform posted online. Legault is following up on an idea first proposed over a decade ago by the Bouchard-Taylor Commission on Cultural and Religious Accommodation. It's an idea that philosopher Charles Taylor, one of the report's authors, later said he regretted because its implementation would reopen old wounds and lead to a rise in hate crimes. We can compare and contrast this new policy with the state of France since secularism, or laïcité, has been seen as a central tenet of French governance ever since the French Revolution. France has rigorously enforced its laïcité law, which mandates the strict separation between church and the state, since 1905. Because the country's identity has been built around the idea of laïcité, it has become so ingrained in the French consciousness that showing any sign or acknowledgement of one's religion in public is frowned upon. Religion is something the French feel should be kept private, tucked away at home, out of the public eye. This idea runs in opposition to the beliefs of many of France's Muslim citizens and has reinforced prejudices against the community and Muslim women in particular. Many non-fundamentalist Muslim women wear the hijab, not as part of their faith or religious practice, but as a sign of their religion, an idea the French find offensive. In part, as a result of France's attachment to the idea of laïcité, many Muslims have ended up living in their own communities and attending their own private schools, essentially segregated from the rest of the population. In the wake of the Charlie Hebdo attacks, French commentators noted that laïcité might in fact have been the reason behind the horrible massacre. They theorized that the prejudice that led to the creation of Muslim ghettos made it much easier for the perpetrators of the attack to become radicalized. In the beginning, secularism in Quebec had a very noble goal, borrowed from France, freedom of thought as premised on freedom from religion. But as we have noticed with the protests in downtown Montreal against this ban, many citizens believe that Legault's policy mimics Le Parti Québécois' controversial charter of values that had the potential to be partly based on xenophobia. Also related to the new government's controversial policies, Health Minister Danielle McCain vows that there will be no more cuts to the healthcare system, just soon after she devoted to better organize the thorough cut to the system, which McCain now says that it was a slip of the tongue. In a recent interview, McCain states that she knows very well that in the system there's a lot of competence. People are ready to give really more efficient services. We have to help them create the conditions for them to be efficient. And I'm not talking about cutting services to patients. I'm cutting to better organize, in many ways, the administration to improve the volume of services to patients. Elsewhere in the same interview, McCain declared that she wants to say also for everybody in the network that we will continue and increase even our work in terms of efficiency. No cuts in services to patients, but efficiency. The minister's office contacted CBC and asked to clarify her comments in the interview on Monday, telling them in a statement, "What I wanted to say, I'm going to better organize the administration of healthcare services, not cutting to better organize those services." She said, I want to make it very clear, there will be no cuts in the healthcare system. I firmly think that if we work in collaboration with all good faith people in the healthcare system, including physicians, nurses, and users, she said, we can improve the access for all Quebecers. A major fire destroyed a residential block in downtown Magog early Tuesday. The blaze broke out at 3:30 a.m. on Principal Street, and the flames were fanned by high winds that swept the region overnight. The building was built in the early 1900s and had businesses on the main floor, with two floors of apartment units above. At least 26 people are without a home because of the fire, but none of them were hurt. The city says one firefighter was slightly injured. At least two other buildings were damaged in the fire, which more than 60 firefighters were still battling hours later. In a press conference Tuesday morning, Magog Mayor Vicky Mayham said the fire appeared to have been started after strong winds knocked a hydro pole down in front of the building. One couple residing in the building heard the crash of a utility pole and then saw its transformer explode. We stated in an interview with CBC that once they realized that there was a real danger and that the fire alarm failed to turn on, they decided to go out into the hallway and attempt to wake up their neighbors and urge them to leave the building as soon as possible. This pair was among others that contested that they unfortunately lost everything they had in this fire due to a lack of insurance. The following day, schools in Magog reopened, but the hospital down the street decided to cancel their morning appointments, along with the closure of City Hall. Following the fire, the city of Magog released the following information on developments in the recovery phase currently underway. The obstruction to traffic, Principal Street is still closed between Sherbrooke and St. Catherine because of the restoration and cleaning work needed. In the environment, in order to prevent fire residue from reaching the Magog River, the city's environmental division quickly installed flumes to absorb petroleum products and a floating boom to retain debris at the edge of the river at the rainwater network outlet. As many Quebec municipalities plan to ban the smoking of cannabis in public spaces, experts are skeptic that this could lead to inequity. It's believed that this rule would leave marginalized people with nowhere to light up without breaking the rules, making them vulnerable to being over-policed, say community workers and activists. Quebec law, enacted in June, does not ban smoking in all public places, leaving it up to municipalities to pass their own bylaws. Public health agencies across the province have advised municipalities against creating more restrictive rules because, they say, that could lead to the issues of social inequity. But many cities and towns have adopted public smoking bans anyway, most notably Montreal boroughs run by Ensemble Quebec, Westmount, Hampstead, Quebec City, and Sherbrooke. Laval has said it will eventually do the same. The CAQ government has signaled more than once that it plans to implement a similar province-wide ban. During the election campaign, François Legault said his government won't allow private cannabis cafes to open. Leo Fugaza is a criminal defense lawyer and a member of the Association of Progressive Judges, a group that looks at how the law can be used as a tool for progress. Laws are, by definition, neutral, he said. They apply to everyone, everywhere, equally. But a law that's neutral on paper has different effects on different people. He states that if you allow people to do something, but in effect make regulations and put perimeters in place that prevent a segment of the population that you're aware of to actually enjoy that right, then you need to make sure your law is balanced. Banning cannabis in public would exacerbate existing tendencies to over-police the homeless and the youth, members of society who usually come under more scrutiny than others. And when it comes to the use of discretion, Fugaza said studies show police officers apply it unequally. People in marginalized communities tend to benefit less. He believes that criminal defense lawyers will challenge a provincial law that bans public smoking on cannabis if it comes to pass. In reference to the criticism of the effect of racial profiling, Montreal Police spokesperson Inspector André Durocher said that racial profiling isn't a concern because everyone will be treated equally and that the law applies to everyone the same. However, community organizer and activist Will Prosper, a former RCMP officer, said, "Of course, black people will face more consequences when it comes to legalization because they already come into contact with the police more often than their white counterparts. It's something that we already face, consequences for being racially profiled," he said. But Prosper said he hasn't seen any policy on racial profiling coming from the police. He added he's worried about the urine samples police will collect as part of a roadside test for cannabis impairment and whether DNA will be kept in some kind of database. Matthew Pierce, president and CEO of the Old Brewery Mission, said homeless people are at a heightened risk of being stopped for loitering, jaywalking, and other less serious infractions. The shelter won't allow clients to consume cannabis or any drugs or alcohol inside, but they are served even if they are intoxicated. Under the current version of the provincial law, the right to smoke weed in public means that there is one thing less they have to worry about. If the CAQ goes ahead with its plan to change the law, Pierce said he believes it will be hard to enforce a ban across the board, not just for the homeless. He further stated that the government has to think twice about trying to control something they really are going to be unable to control. Homeless people are unable to pay the tickets they receive, which creates other challenges down the line. The mission helps its clients rent social housing units, for example, but those with outstanding debts aren't eligible for the rent subsidies. The Office Municipal d'Habitation de Montréal hasn't yet revealed whether residents will be able to use cannabis in their units. Pierce said he is in favor of a minimum of regulations so that people trying to get into social housing can become fully realized citizens. Adding to the renter-landlord conflict in regard to the new Marijuana Act, the current law gives landlords 90 days to change the conditions of an existing lease to ban smoking cannabis. Landlords in Quebec have already started taking steps to ensure smoking pot will be banned in rental properties. Those bans can be contested, according to lawyer Jamie Benizzi, but it is unclear how long these cases will be heard. Maxime Roy Ayard, spokesperson for the tenants' rights group, said it, smoking is banned in public as well. That creates a problem because 40% of Quebecers are renters. He states that we hope that renters won't be the only people penalized in all of this. We don't want to make consumption of cannabis only possible for people who have a house and a big backyard. Tenants who want to smoke weed would be forced to either break the rules and smoke indoors or break the law and smoke outdoors. This has been Politics in Action on CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Anna, bringing you the latest on local political news. Thank you for listening.